Donald Trump is now the 45th president of the United States. That means the election battle is long over, but the policy battles, yeah, they've pretty much just started, haven't they? What challenges and resistance is President Trump going to face? Will his ideas come to life in Washington or drown in the much-talked-about swamp? How will protest and resistance be dealt with? These are some of the questions my next guest answers with his latest best-selling book, which is, I guess you could officially say, the first book about President Trump, as opposed to candidate Trump. It's called Big Agenda, President Trump's Plan to Save America, authored by David Horowitz. Thanks for being here today, sir.
Yeah, the answer is yes. He's going to do it. He's already doing it. He's already changing the country. And more importantly, or equally important, I should say, he's changing the Republican Party. And what I mean by that is Republicans were elected in 2010 and 2014 in record numbers in the House. Mm-hmm. The specific mandate, which was to repeal Obamacare and various other Obama programs. And they proceeded over those years to vote to fund Obamacare and all those programs. Now, why did they do that? They did it not because they didn't understand, you know, they had the right policies, but they didn't have the spine. They were afraid of being called obstructionists. They were afraid of being called racist. So what Donald Trump has done by blowing up political correctness is to show that he isn't afraid. He's going to march right into the fire and throw it right back at them. Ask yourself, what other Republican would have said to Hillary Clinton, right to her face on national TV, you're a crook and a liar, even though she was both. And that's pretty important when you're running against somebody for president, if they're a crook and a liar.
Yeah, I mean, let's
say
let's,
so. But Republicans are too damn polite.
I mean,
they're too cowardly.
I mean, let's contrast that with Rick Lazio when he was running for Senate against Hillary Clinton. All he simply did was walk across the stage to her podium to hand over a document. And that was like, you know, he philosophically raped her for all intents and purposes.
Yes, he invaded her space. Well, this is one of the magic things the Democrats have. On the one hand, they're always talking about strong women and she'd be the first president and people don't take women seriously enough. On the other hand, they're counting on chivalry to protect them from being confronted with their sins. Something that no male has. And it's the way Trump did it. I mean, I don't know if you remember, but during the Republican primaries, I mean, he said to Rubio, he said, you can't do it the way I do it. And that's true.
Yes.
It's a style thing. It's being comfortable with it instead of forcing it. And but what that's done, that's liberating. It means that Republican, you know, is... They haven't all got the message yet, but they're getting it that you can live, you know, through the lightning strikes. You can go forward and you can win. I'm sorry, change the whole dynamic.
In Big Agenda, President Trump's Plan to Save America. You write about the executive orders and what should be the priorities. Judicial appointments, which will be really the heritage of the Trump administration, and how he's going to deal with the acres of rules and regulations. When you look back at Trump's inauguration speech, where a lot of people missed it, he took out both sides of the aisle with that speech, in my opinion, at least. What does that foretell what's going to be coming about?
It was terrific. It was terrific. I want to say, to me, the most important thing about today's inaugural address was the way it illuminates what the real division in this country is. The left, the Democratic Party, which is now a left-wing party, is a racist party. It wants Americans to identify themselves by gender, by race, by class, by sexual orientation. If it had been Hillary giving the address, she would have mentioned the women and blacks and gays and so forth and so on. Trump's focus was on America. We're all part of the same community. And we're going to include everybody, and we're going to treat everybody as Americans first. And that is a revolutionary idea. It is the traditional American idea, but for the last 30 or so years, the culture has been dominated by what I call the racist left. The Democratic Party is the party that has reintroduced these racial categories into American life after they were actually outlawed by the Civil Rights Act of 1964. The Democrats have created a culture in which if you're of a legal system, in which if you're of a certain skin color, you get put in the front of the line. You get that privilege for a job or for a place in a university. The only way to fight when they call you racist, which is their chief weapon, the only way to fight that is by throwing it back in their face. Democrats are the racist party. They control every major inner city of any size in America, all the killing fields, Chicago, Detroit, Washington, D.C. They are the ones who put in these gun control laws so that law-abiding citizens in these high-crime areas can't defend themselves. Theirs are the catch-and-release policies. They're the anti-police policies. They run the schools that don't teach the kids. Trump is the first Republican to make this a big issue. He's going to come out with a new deal for Black America. If he does that, one of them is strengthening the police forces so that the inner city becomes safe enough to put a business there so there can be jobs. Another is his voucher program for inner city kids. $12,000 per child is what he's proposed. When he does this as president, he is going to blow up the Democratic Party base. Those inner cities.
Well, especially with
Republicans get 20 to 25% of the black vote, Democrats can't win a national election.
And what you're saying with job creation and with someone like Betsy DeVos with her pro-choice as far as school and education is concerned, to institute those programs into the inner cities, nationwide actually, but specifically the inner cities, that's going to be a major wake-up call and a rush to sanity for a lot of people. We're talking with David Horowitz.
That's why he picked her. Exactly. He's going to do it. He will do it. And then all this crap they've thrown at him, being, you know, a white nationalism and alt-right and all this nonsense, is just going to be blown out of the water, although you could tell that if you watched his inaugural speech today. My favorite line from it is, if you open your heart, or when the heart is open to patriotism, there's no room left for prejudice. Brilliant line.
David Horowitz is
That's it. We are all Americans. Americans first and America first.
David Horowitz's new book is Big Agenda, President Trump's Plan to Save America. His website is horowitzfreedomcenter.org. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. As far as the, for those of who don't know you by name, you are not a born and bred conservative. You came late to the party, literally and figuratively. You were part of, I guess, one would say the dark side. When you look at, you know, certainly, I mean, let's do a timeline. Richard Nixon certainly saw his wave of liberal protesters that was amplified when Ronald Reagan came into office. Certainly, people thought hit the maximum with George W. Bush. As far as the left and protesting fire and fury, what is President Trump going to be facing, at least for these next 4 years?
It's going to be war. First of all, these aren't liberals. You and I are a liberal. We believe in two sides.
Correct.
A conversation.
You were correct.
We believe in civility. These are leftists. Those were Nixon was faced with anti-American leftists. I know because I was one of them. I know exactly what they thought. I was brought up by communists. I was one of the leaders of the new left in the 60s. Then the Black Panther Party murdered a friend of mine, and the left defended them. And then the left was successful in forcing America to withdraw from Vietnam, and the communists proceeded to slaughter 2.5 million Indochinese peasants. There wasn't a single protest from them. And the leaders of the Democratic Party, like this traitorous John Kerry, but all of them, are proud of what they did in turning Vietnam over to the communists. That's where we are in our country, and that's what's going to be reversed now. Trump is just the first guy who has the political instincts and the courage. He's a patriot, first and last of all, to stand up to them, and he's going to set an example which it will transform first Republicans and conservatives and then the country. I think these are very exciting times, as you can tell.
I mean, yes. I mean, for those who missed
my book, yeah.
For those who missed the Reagan Revolution, here we go with maybe part two of that, at least philosophically and as far as productivity and strengthening America after more than a malaise over the last 8 years, and to get the first insightful, educated, knowledgeable study and examination of the potential of a Trump presidency, David Horowitz's book is the one to go to. Big Agenda, President Trump's Plan to Save America. Visit his website, HorowitzFreedomCenter.org. David Horowitz, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me.